Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Property Investing Know-How. I am your host, Richard Pan, and learns to be a successful property investor on your terms. It took me a little bit longer to get this recording ready because I've been traveling around and for work and attending a couple of training sessions. So that's a good thing. I want to share with you what I've learned recently so that everyone will benefit from it. As you can see, I do not hide the fact that I'm still learning, growing. I think that's the key. If you find someone as your mentor or coach or someone who can hold your hands in any subject in life, and then knowing that person is still learning and growing, I think for me, that's actually very, very valuable. So now, first thing first, I went to see my early day hero, Steve McKnight, recently. I actually started property investing journey by attending his seminar back in May 2005. So I still have a book, and he written, and I get him to sign it, and then he put some words. And I went to see him because I saw an advertising saying that this will be my last live event in Sydney for this year. So I don't want to miss out, and went to see him. And then I learned that this will be his very last live event in Sydney forever. So he's kind of like made a decision not to do these type of things anymore after 18 years. I got a bit emotional about that one. So I got to see him again. I get him to sign or re-sign my book. And because that's a great journey, because this is a gentleman who took massive action. And he attended Robert Kiyosaki's seminar back in 1999, and went out and took massive action and bought 130 properties together with his investing partner in 3.5 years. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book. You can check it out. The name of the book is 0 to 130 Properties in 3.5 years. So you can still buy it anyway. Google it, you'll find it. And then he wrote another book called From 0 to 260 Properties in 7 years. And then I knew for a fact that he, after the GFC, he went to United States, sort of changed the focus and get into that market. And so this time around, I heard him saying he bought. I'm talking about transaction. Doesn't mean he hold that number of property at any given time. So his record is now close to 900 properties. So massive, massive action. One thing I learned from him at that event, he's saying one is the best time to sell. And then he's talking about the answer to that question is when you are not forced to sell. Again, it's very important, I repeat that. When is the best time to sell a property? The answer is when you are not forced to sell. It is so true and so valuable if you think about it. All right, property is a long-term game. So obviously they got their ups and downs. So statistically, I knew for a fact that 1/3 of the time property price will go flat. You know, not growing, and 1/3 of the time it will be declining in the value, just like the Sydney market we're seeing now. However, the other 1/3 of the time, it will have double-digit growth. That's sort of the things happen in Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, you know, in the last couple of years. So, in other words, even if your strategy is negatively gearing, you buy a negative geared property, once again, I'm not a big fan of it. And if you can hang on to that, to the property, After those two thirds of the time, the property price goes down or flat, it will grow very fast in a short period of time. So although it's not one of the strategies I'm doing, that's actually vast majority of people who are actually investing in the capital cities, negative gearing. For me, with the skill, the knowledge, you have definitely better options, but just take that one as an example, all right? If for whatever reason, things like, for example, marriage breakdown, or you got a job offer from interstate, you need to sell your house and relocate to a new place, or mom and dad passed away in their 80s and 90s, the kids all live in different parts of Australia, they just wanted things to be sold. And then of course you're not getting a very high price because the urgency of selling. So I want you to remember, this is very important. My thoughts on this matter is, then what's the best time to buy? All right, what's the best time to buy? My personal experience is not you need to buy. Again, not when you must buy property. The reason why I say that is I want to share something with you very quickly. Early days, that was before we bought our very first property. We went to an auction to buy a car. And we don't have a car because we live in a place where we just travel by train and right next to the train station. And then we bought our very first house. And it's about 40 minutes walk from that house to the nearest train station. So we don't have a car, so we need to have one. And the auction is on Tuesday. So I went there. I don't want to pay a lot of money for it because, I'm very conservative and money smart, at least that's what I thought at the time. So it reached the price that I set initially, so I didn't add my bid, so I didn't get it. That was Tuesday. And same week, Friday, the property settled, we moved in. So Friday, we got all the furniture and stuff like that. And the following Monday, we have no other option but walk from home to the train station. And then from home to station and from train station back to home. And guess what sort of conversation we had? All right, in the morning, Tuesday morning, my wife said, "Honey, no matter what, get a car, because we cannot walk, like that every day." So I was so determined. The following day, the auction, and literally just two of us, I got all bid again. Every single time when the other guy raised the price, I put my hands up straight away, right up, without any hesitation. I add, $500 or whatever. And guess what? I got it because at that point of time, I must have the car. I cannot face the reality that not having the car when my wife asked me the question. So I think I paid probably extra $1,500 as a result. But when you must have something, literally that's what you do. Over these many years, I went to auctions after auctions after auction. One interesting thing happened was, if one of the bidders is actually a pregnant woman, and if she really loved the house, man, I'm telling you, you got no chance, zero chance. And because she got a compelling reason to do whatever it takes. She doesn't care about the price as long as she could afford it. If she fell in love with the house, that's the house the baby will be growing up in. So, I got all bid and I've observed it every single time the pregnant lady will win. So that's basically my two lessons for today's podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening. And tell me about what you think. Again, the email address is richard@propertyinvestingknowhow.com. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know who, what sort of things you want to listen to. Until we meet again, invest intelligently.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.